Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Okay, where to begin? Well, how about with this? Giant, the new play starring John Lithgow as Roald Dahl, will be released in movie houses later this year. Exciting news. The Olivier Award-winning and Tony-nominated play was recorded at London's Harold Pinter Theatre. Giant is likely to win Lithgow the Tony as well, though Nathan Lane in Death of a Salesman is neck and neck, so to speak. Meanwhile, the Theatre World Board of Directors has named Lithgow the winner of its annual Lifetime Achievement in the Theater, so he's had a good month. Too many well-deserved trophies even to mention these days all around theater. Just know that besides Lithgow, Mexodus, Liberation, and Ragtime are winning most of them. Remember those names, Mexodus, Liberation, and Ragtime. More exciting news, Fallen Angels will be streamed at least a few times. That's a very tough ticket out, the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of the show by Noel Coward. Well, it will stream an upcoming performance, at least one, live on Broadway HD, so you can check that out. You won't be sorry watching Kelly O'Hara and Rose Byrne fight hilariously over a past love is truly a treat. P.S. May is a good month for theater on TV, it turns out. PBS offers Suffs on great performances, and a new documentary airs there on May 22nd. It's called Broadway Musicals, A Jewish Legacy, narrated by Joel Grey. Now that's this Friday, so watch for that. More Broadway updates. Mariska Hargitay begins performances in Every Brilliant Thing on May 26th. And she's already extended her run in the play an extra week through July 5th. That's at the Hudson Theater. Tony winner Daniel Radcliffe will play his final performance of that show on May 24th. And Tracy Ellis Ross will make her Broadway debut in Every Brilliant Thing when Hargitay exits. Ross starred in the ABC sitcom Blackish, and she earned a Golden Globe and 5 NAACP Image Awards. As a reminder, that solo show is about a person who keeps a list of thousands of joyful things to help get over a family loss. If you're in the audience, beware, you may end up in the show. Now, plenty of productions have put up closing notices on Broadway, from The Ballisters to Becky Shaw to Dog Day Afternoon. And joining that list now is Death Becomes Her. It had a nice run and won some awards. It's up till June 28th and it hits the road, including in Los Angeles, where I remain now. Not all films that become plays have been successful, as I've reported here countless times. But Death Becomes Her really did well, even without Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. Okay, off-Broadway now, the critically acclaimed show Jamie Allen's Amaze will extend for a fourth time, with performances available through January 31st, 2027. And New World Stages, that one is on 50th Street in New York City. Amaze recently received two Drama Desk nominations for unique theatrical experience and outstanding puppetry. The production recouped its initial investment after 37 weeks off Broadway. And in July 2026, the show will surpass 1 year in New World Stages. Wow, it's obviously really found an audience. I have not seen that show, I might add, but bringing Amaze into 2027 is incredibly exciting, said Jamie Allen, its creator. I'm honored to share my story and childlike wonder with audiences every night in New York City. As I've said, I haven't seen that one, but I have raved here recently about New World Stages, which not enough people may know about. I returned there to see once again the annual Spelling Bee show, which I loved. They always have at least three good things going in World Stages, and needless to say, they are much less expensive than anything on Broadway. And the always challenging Vineyard Company offers Girls, Chance, Music, all in caps, Girls, Chance, Music, by Pulitzer Prize finalist Elsa Davis and directed by Tony Award winner Pam McKinnon. Girls, Chance, Music is produced in association with American Conservatory Theater. ACT. Performances have begun with an official opening night set for May 28th. And then there's one called Small, S-M-A-L-L, which has just begun performances at the Alice Griffin Jewel Box Theater at the Pershing Square Signature Center, one of my favorite venues on 42nd Street. This one traces a man's deeply personal journey from childhood dreams of becoming a jockey to ultimately finding his voice and identity dancing on Broadway. Speaking of that venue, La Femme Theatre Productions has announced the cast of its production of the late and great Wendy Wasserstein's An American Daughter to run July 23rd through September 6th on the Irene Diamond stage at the Signature Center. The cast is led by Tony nominee Montego Glover, Tony winner Robert Sean Leonard, Drama Desk Award winner Dakin Matthews, Tony and Drama Desk nominee Mary Beth Pell, Drama Desk Award winner Ryan Spahn. I told you the theater world loves awards. That does sound fun. And Theater of War is back. Now, this is an entity I've been touting for years. It takes current articles, written articles, and gets great actors to read them. New subject? Well, what else? AI. Can technology meet our human need for connection, as painful and messy as that can be? Psychologist Paul Bloom probed that quintessentially modern question in AI is about to solve loneliness, and that's a problem. Well, that article was published in The New Yorker. Now, here are the actors. Bill Murray, Oscar Isaac, and Lois Smith will perform Bloom's article in a live call-in radio show presented by Theater of War on the radio, as well as on stage at BAM's Harvey Theater. Again, check out Theater of War. You'll learn all about it. And if you're curious about how some of our most famous bands end up on big stages, well, check out the latest book by the great author Bob Spitz. He gave us 1,000 pages previously on John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and now he has written The Rolling Stones, the biography. And the stories in it are truly amazing. How a guy named Mike turned into that guy named Mick. Whether you were or are, yep, they're still going, fans, we learn all about the Rolling Stones, and who started really as blues musicians. Dirt poor, living in filthy little places, and finally getting their break when word spread. So much that one night there was a disturbance in the club where they played. Spitz writes, quote, "The crowd parted as the four Beatles marched in and planted themselves directly in front of the stage," end quote. Well, a friendly rivalry had obviously begun. The book has it all and has already hit the bestseller list. Anyway, I hope you'll grab something good to read, check out the clubs, or better yet, a theatrical playhouse near you, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.